I'm here with Mary Lee, a programming writer in Visual Studio User Education. How's it going, Mary?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good. So tell me a little bit about what you do here at Microsoft.
I'm a programming writer for the Visual Studio product teams that create tools for Office development, SharePoint development, and deployment technologies such as QuickOne and Windows Installer.
You wrote a walkthrough about copying a document to the end user computer. What are the main tasks that are illustrated in this walkthrough?
Okay. First, you have to implement the iAddIn post-deployment action interface, and this is what is run after the QuickOne installation is done. Second, you have to build the solution and then add the build output to your project solution, and so that's copied to the QuickOne cache. Three is you have to update the application manifest so that it knows to, so the VSTL runtime knows to run the post-deployment action. And fourth, you have to re-sign the application manifest and update the deployment manifest so that we can make sure that these files have been tampered with mistakenly.
Okay, so can you demonstrate how to create a post-deployment action?
Sure, I'll show you this demo right here. So in this project, I've created a Word document solution, and I've added a class that implements the iAddIn post-deployment action. And in this code, I've created a data directory inside of the QuickOne cache so that I can keep the document in the QuickOne cache and then copy that to my desktop. This is the name of my file, and then these are the paths of the source directory and the destination directory so that it copies it out of the QuickOne cache into my end user folder, which in this case is a desktop. Because you're moving this file, you have to update the custom document properties to point to the assembly in the QuickOne cache, but because the document is now on the desktop, you have to update the path so that it's a full path, not just a relative path. So that's what the server document code does here.
In the next step of the walkthrough, which is building the solution, it looked like there's a lot of steps to just build the solution. Why is that?
Well, there's a couple of different steps for building, because first you have to build the post-deployment action and then add that DLL as a link to the Word document file. And then you have to create a special data directory inside of the QuickOne cache to copy the Word document itself. In previous cases, you couldn't copy, the Word document isn't copied to the end user computer, so it never gets to the QuickOne cache. By putting a copy into the QuickOne cache, you can copy it from the cache to the desktop so that the user can have something to use right away.
So then how do you go about running the post-deployment action?
Okay. In order to run the post-deployment action, you have to update the application manifest so to load the post-deployment action and run it after the installation is done. I'll show that to you here. In order to load the post-deployment action, I add this XML right here, and you add the entry point for the DLL, so which is the name, the file name, and the namespace name, and class name. After making the change to the application manifest, you have to re-sign the manifest to show that they haven't been tampered with mistakenly. In order to re-sign the application manifest, you have to use Mage, which is the manifest generation editing tool. Normally, you can use this with QuickOne applications, and we also reuse it for VSTO solutions. So we sign the application manifest, which is Fabrican workbook, Fabrican Word document.dll.manifest, and we use the certificate that was generated by Visual Studio. In this case, I'm using the temporary certificate that was generated by Visual Studio because it's just a test deployment. But if you're using this for outside purposes, like enterprise-wide, you should use a certificate from a certificate authority. Once we re-sign the application manifest, we have to update the deployment manifest to point to the new version of the application manifest. So this way we update our VSTO file, we point to the application manifest in the applications files folder. Once this is done, we can call setup. And when we call setup, it'll show that it's installed. And once we close this, we see that the Excel, the Word document is copied to the desktop, and my little pop-up window that says, "Hi, I'm from VSCO."